The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit and said, I give you praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who the Father is except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Turning to the disciples in private, he said, Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. The Gospel of the Lord. Okay, yeah. We're just to kind of give the more superficial remark first is just that we skip around the Gospels during Advent. Themes are more important in this sense than say the continuous reading of the scriptures that we ordinarily find in our Mass texts. So we'll see in this in our readings today, of course, the theme of kingship is right there, right? It is at hand. Yeah, the first reading begins, on that day a shoot shall sprout from the stump of Jesse, right? We're getting into, again, the Davidic kingship, right? David, the great king, precisely because his heart is dedicated to the Lord, the great king and the great kingdom of Israel. And of course, the psalm continues that with highlighting a sense of justice, the justice that the king in his rule will bring. And then what we catch in the gospel is Jesus's prayer of praise to the Father and his instruction to the disciples, or his comment to the disciples, after receiving them back from the missionary journey that he's sent them on. So he's sent out the 70. He brings them back. There's a word of praise for the Father, right? We're glimpsing Jesus' own his own life of prayer, his own life of communion with God the Father, say in the Spirit, in that exchange of love. And then we're seeing what he has to say to the disciples. Okay, so this is what we should hear in the gospel passage alone, but what we certainly hear given the kind of amplifying effects of the first reading and the responsorial psalm is that Jesus is in fact the king, right? He's sent out these ambassadors, these messengers proclaiming the good news. What is the good news? Yeah, the euangelion, the good news, is the pronouncement of imperial victory, right? So it's like you have the Caesar, or you have the king of some sort or other, sending messengers out to the corners of his own empire to be in every space where human beings are in the region that he governs, that he rules, to proclaim the fact that he has won victory. Yeah, he has won victory over his adversaries. Yeah, so in this sense, there's often the euangelion, the good news is a message of like a change in ruler. Yeah, a change in king. I say good news, but was it good news for everybody? You know, it's like perhaps not. And yet it doesn't really matter to the king. He's gonna tell you it's good news and you're gonna like it. Okay, so that's the way it works. Jesus' messengers are going out with good news that is good news for all, right? Authentically good news for all. But of course, some people are not going to experience it that way. This is why some of the instruction that he gives in the sending out of the 70 is so important. Yeah, because he's saying, okay, stay on track here, right? You're going to be received. Don't be pulled off track by the fact that you're received well. you're going to be opposed, and you're going to be confronted. Don't be pulled off track by the fact that you're being opposed and confronted and arrested. What you have to be mindful of, what you have to be focused on, is me and the message of the coming of the kingdom of God. Yeah. So he's the king. The pronouncement is going out. The proclamation of the king, the kingdom, the king, his kingship is going out. And what we're supposed to then see here is the dawning of the kingdom of God, right? It is coming into effect. And as it's coming into effect, both by, say, the action of the 70 and the power that is at work in and through Jesus, and then in and through his faithful followers, we're supposed to have hearts that are, excited. We're supposed to be rejoicing with Jesus in his prayer to the Father. And then we're supposed to be caught up into the saving mission, the saving plan of God ourselves. The way to get caught up into the saving plan of God is to, like the disciples, submit ourselves totally to Jesus. Yeah, and this is a great Advent theme, or say Advent Christmas preparation theme, or whatever it may be. It's ours to submit ourselves to Jesus, that he might rejoice in the gains that he makes in us, right? Because they come back to him and say, you know, the demons. I'll say the demons, but. Yeah, even the unclean spirits are subject to us, right? And he's saying, better to rejoice not in the fact that they're subject to you, but that your names are written in heaven. Basically, that you have been caught up into the saving plan of God. So yeah, of course, God is doing great things in you and through you, right? And I wonder if this is the case for us. Are we open to, you know, the healing miracles that God wants to work in us and through us? You know, it's almost like every day I hear a new story of how someone was healed by the fact that they found someone to listen to them. It's like, wow, this is, God really set a low bar there, you know? It's like, so when I say something like that, when I say, are we open to allowing the healing mercy of God, the healing miracles of God be worked in us and work through us, you know, are we listening to people? You know, like, are we doing the little things that humans do? Are we doing those things well? And basically, yeah, this is where it happens. Are we in all things submitting ourselves to Christ Jesus, to King Jesus, and allowing him to do what he wants to do in us and through us? Or are we resisting him? Yeah, and this is the challenge of our whole Christian life. It's great that we get this season to focus on that very reality, where we say, "I'm going to try to lay aside or overcome or allow God to overcome every piece of resistance in me that would prevent me from receiving his great love for me." God is nothing other than love, compassion, mercy, right? Kindness, generosity. So what is preventing me from receiving him? And then receiving him, what is preventing me from being a vehicle of his grace, of his own life of love to the world? Because that's the restoration that's being accomplished in the 70 as they go out with the proclamation of the kingship. That's the restoration that's being accomplished in and through Jesus, in and through his faithful followers. These are the mighty works of God that are, say, awaiting our consent to be accomplished. Yeah, so we have to keep surrendering ourselves, turning our hearts, our lives over to God. And as we do, I can say this, yeah. As we submit ourselves to Jesus, as we live more and more for him, as our lives become more and more a reflection of God's radical generosity, then Jesus will say this of us as well, which sounds a bit weird, I think, because I don't know if it's because we're running on empty or we're like kind of flat or we're distracted again by, you know, by other things, Jesus should be able to say to us, blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. The reign of God is coming into effect. And it's coming into effect by our participation in it. Yeah, we're ushering in the new age. We're ushering in the rule of Christ Jesus. We need to be, anyway. This is what we're called to be. So he should be able to say this to us. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I say to you, many prophets and kings, right? All the greatest, the mightiest people of old longed to see what you see, but did not see it. Right? They longed to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Right? So how blessed are we? How blessed are we when we become vehicles of God's blessing to the world? That's the way it works. Yeah. So we've been summoned by the king for the task. We live under his authority, yeah. But he has us to share in his authority, in his power, which is the very power of heaven. He has us share in it so as to be energized to be about this work, to be a blessing, to do the hardest thing, right? To do the hardest thing in the world, to live according to the rule of self-giving love, to pour ourselves out in praise of Almighty God, and to really exhaust ourselves in his service. Then we'll be able to hear those words. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see.